Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this week I'm joined by Alice Findlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello Alice, how are you?
I'm well, thank you Toby, how are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part in a survey around inclusion for young people at Christmas time, research into self-driving vehicles, and HMRC are looking for people to help develop the accessibility of their digital services. Alice, we're going to start with that Christmas survey around inclusion.
Great, thanks Toby. So every Christmas, RNIB sends accessible letters from Santa in Braille, large print and audio format to children with vision impairment across the UK so that they can feel included in all the magic of Christmas. At RNIB, we want to continue to build upon this wonderful service and identify other ways that we can ensure that all children with vision impairment can feel included at Christmas. To do this, we want to learn more about their experiences. What do they love most? And what can they feel left out of at Christmas time in particular? And so we are asking people to fill out a short survey. Your answers to the survey will help us start to plan what actions we can take next to ensure that Christmas time is as inclusive as possible for all children. No identifying data will be captured, so responses will remain completely confidential. If you'd like to help us by completing the survey, please email involvement@rnib.org.uk and we will send you the link to the survey. So once again, that email address is involvement@rnib.org.uk. Just pop us an email and we'll send you the survey.
Now to that investigation about self-driving vehicles from the perspective of blind and partially sighted people.
Yeah, so quite an interesting opportunity this one, Toby. So researchers at the Urban Systems Lab at Imperial College London are currently looking for people with visual impairments to take part in their research about self-driving vehicles. The objective of the research is to understand the perspective of people with visual impairments as they use public and assisted transport services in London and how this might change with the advent of self-driving vehicles. Currently, very little is known about the effectiveness of self-driving vehicle transit in the context of a big and busy city with a dense transport network such as London. This study will provide appropriate and concrete suggestions for the future of inclusive self-driving vehicle transit services in London. The team are looking for 20 to 30 participants aged 18 years and older who are blind or partially sighted to take part in their study. Both those with and without a certificate of vision impairment are welcome. Participants will need to make an appointment with the research team to attend a 1 to 1.5 hour in-person interview at Imperial College London's South Kensington campus. The interviews will be scheduled in the first and second weeks of August at a time that is mutually convenient. And participants will receive £25 as compensation for their time. So, if you are 18 or older, currently living in one of the London boroughs, are blind or partially sighted, and you are interested in helping the research team at Imperial College London understand your transport needs, please contact Ms. Huang Xiexiang on WhatsApp at +44 7923 829 770, or you can send an email to sh922@ic.ac.uk. So once again, to get involved, you can contact Ms. Huang Jitziang on WhatsApp at +44 7923 829 770, or you can also send an email to sh922@ic.ac.uk.
Finally, Alice, HMRC are looking for help around the accessibility of their digital services.
Yes, so HMRC currently want to find and recruit user research participants to help design its digital services, ensuring they are accessible to all their users. HMRC frequently needs help finding the range of research participants required to design inclusive services. They want to be able to reach individuals who are currently underrepresented in their research, such as people who experience multiple barriers when using HMRC services, and individuals who require additional support, including those who use additional equipment such as screen readers. This will enable an extended reach to local communities and increase the diversity of people HMRC are speaking to. If this sounds like you and you would be interested in helping HMRC improve the accessibility of their services, please contact Michael Farragher, Project Manager for RNIB's Tax Service, on 0345 330 4897, or you can email tax@rnib.org.uk. So once again, you can call Michael on 0345 330 4897 or email tax@rnib.org.uk, and Michael will pass on your details so that HMRC can contact you about future research opportunities.
Alice, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and of our great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group, where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. And we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. And if you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.